This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Some Barbados Revenue Authority workers remain off the job in hopes that their issues will be addressed. The BUT again calls for discussions with the Ministry of Education regarding term vacation leave. Plans are in place to boost the country's manufacturing sector, and four suspects in a kidnapping in Trinidad are shot and killed. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Some Barbados Revenue Authority workers remain off the job today with plans to continue the ongoing industrial action if their issues are not addressed. General Secretary of Unity Workers Union, Caswell Franklin, says over 70 workers of the authority are off the job, stressing there have been disruptions to the operations.
The strike has continued, and the workers are quite happy that their colleagues turned out in such numbers, because my understanding is that 73 of our members were on strike. And contrary to what the authority is saying, is that there was no significant impact. There was a serious impact. People could not be served. You had to go and find people to move between branches in order to get the work done. And now if you don't have enough staff to do the work that you have now, and 73 don't turn up for work, and you have no impact, you have to have some impact. We have to get recognition that we are one of the bargaining agents for Brown. We ask for joint recognition.
General Secretary of Unity Workers Union, Caswell Franklin. The Barbados Union of Teachers, BUT, is renewing calls for the Ministry of Education to honor a ruling that was handed down by the court in December of last year for both parties to discuss conditions relating to the terms vacation leave for teachers. A release from the union says the ongoing uncertainty surrounding vacation has left educators uneasy and frustrated with the Ministry of Education. The BUT's General Secretary, Herbert Gittins, criticized the ministry for disregarding their request to meet since February.
The union wrote the ministry since February of this year, requesting a meeting to discuss this matter, and to date has not received a written response from the ministry. Clearly, the union sees this as a total disregard, not only for the mandate given by the judgment, but also very dismissive of the union's request to have this matter discussed. During the period since this benefit has been denied, the teachers have suffered significantly. Teachers continue to work extremely hard and to ensure that the nation's children are provided with a quality education year after year.
They are calling for an urgent meeting to discuss the matter.
The BUT calls on the authorities at the METVT urgently convene a meeting to discuss this matter. The BUT is at its wit's end and cannot guarantee that the industrial relations climate of this country will remain stable in the coming months if this behavior continues by the authorities. The union is very hopeful that such meetings will provide a clear policy on terms leave going forward, and is hopeful that this can be done before the new school year, which begins in September 2024.
General Secretary of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Herbert Gittins. Barbados will recognize and honor individuals who made sacrifices for the country through their efforts toward emancipation. They'll be celebrated at government's Season of Emancipation Village, which will open from Saturday evening at Haggett Hall. The initiative is in collaboration with the Prime Minister's Office, Ministry of Culture, and the National Cultural Foundation. Special Envoy in the Prime Minister's Office for Reparations and Economic Enfranchisement, Trevor Prescott, outlined the aims of the initiative.
The village is a tribute to all those great Barbadians that have gone before, who have made a major contribution to all different services across Barbados. Great achievers, persons who show some form of resistance in relation to the period of slavery, the greatness of our outstanding leaders, and many other historic figures. We believe that we are indebted to them for the quality of life that we now enjoy, and we have set up this in Emancipation Village in order to mirror the seriousness and the commitment of our people to the people who have gone on before us.
He further explained that the village will begin with a weekend of festivities and end in mid-August.
So we're going to have weekends of celebration on Friday night, Saturday nights, and Sunday. Sunday will mostly be sports and activities, but the other two nights will be education and entertainment in the village. We believe that these people deserve this tribute to people like General Busser. And I said before, Cuffy, people like Clement Payne, Israel Lovin, Errol Barrett, Grantley Adams. So we're looking back at those people's contribution.
Special Envoy in the Prime Minister's Office for Reparations and Economic Enfranchisement, Trevor Prescott. There are plans in the works to upgrade the technology used in Barbados's manufacturing sector. This was revealed by Chief Executive Officer of Export Barbados, Mark Hill, who stressed the need for artificial intelligence to be introduced in the creation of many products. He was addressing the UNIDO delegation led by Director General Gerard Muller ahead of a tour of the International Food Science Center at Newton Industrial Estate in Christchurch. Mr. Hill explained that Barbados remains stuck in the production sectors.
Industry is stuck in what we call 2.0, Industrial Revolution 2.0. The technologies, if you tour factories, are still pretty much hand, heavily human-oriented because the capital of buying the technology, purchasing technology, procuring technology, what we call 4.0 technology, upgraded automation, upgraded artificial intelligence, even using robotics. I don't think there's any factory in Barbados that uses a robot to produce anything, not even the arms to move packaging or to even help persons with health and safety issues.
He stressed that Barbados has to make critical investments in robotics to make the transition in the sector.
So we know that the big investment to help Barbados to transition into a smart manufacturing space is that investment in artificial intelligence, that investment in robotics. And we discussed that with Martin and Mr. Stein as well as the investment that we would like to see happen with UNIDO, helping us to transition from 2.0 to 4.0 technology and platforms, which comes with clean tech applications. We've got to green the robotics. We've got to green the artificial intelligence.
Chief Executive Officer of Export Barbados, Mark Hill. Tributes continue to flow for well-known Bridgetown businessman Ibrahim Noumea. Mr. Noumea died at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital on Thursday morning. He was the owner of the Bionic Shop at Lower Broad Street. Managing Director of Abeds, Eddie Abed, describes his passing as a tragic loss for many.
I've known Ibrahim for well over 40 years as a fellow Bridgetown merchant. It's going to be a tragic loss, not only for his family, of which he was extremely kind and dear to, but the others who've come to know him as being a generous and well-meaning businessman. He was not perfect. He was not a choir boy, but I assure you that his several good deeds outweighed many, many, many of the other concerns that some may have had. He will be dearly missed.
Managing Director of Abeds, Eddie Abeds, paying tribute to now-deceased businessman Ibrahim Noumea. In Trinidad, police said four men suspected of involvement in the kidnapping of a businesswoman were shot and killed yesterday, a few hours after she had been released near the Caroni's cremation site in central Trinidad. Police told reporters that the men, who were yet to be identified, were killed in St. Augustine along the east-west corridor. Deputy Police Commissioner Suzette Lewis said officers went into the Mountain Valley Village in St. Augustine, where they were confronted and where they confronted the suspects, who were subsequently found lifeless. They said they had retrieved a pistol and an automatic rifle. Briefing reporters on the release of Anisha Hussein Singh, police said they believed she was released as investigators closed in on the abductors. Recapping the headlines. Some Barbados Revenue Authority workers remain off the job in hopes that their issues can be addressed. The BUT again calls for discussions with the Ministry of Education regarding term vacation leave. Plans are in place to boost the country's manufacturing sector, and four suspects in a kidnapping in Trinidad are shot and killed. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.